pollutants with a fishy origin. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Each year, millions of salmon make an arduous journey from the Pacific Ocean upriver to the Alaskan lakes where they were hatched. Now, a study in the journal Nature says these fish bring back more than just their desire to spawn. Jules Blais is an environmental toxicologist at the University of Ottawa. He and his colleagues found that salmon carry chemical pollutants called PCBs to these freshwater lakes.
We found a correlation between the amount of PCBs depositing in these lakes and the amount of salmon returning to these lakes. So in other words, what we found was the more salmon there were, the more PCBs there were.
Although PCBs were banned in the late 70s, the pollutants still persist in the environment. Salmon pick up the chemicals over their lifetime, and then, after they spawn and die, deposit PCBs in the lakes.
We estimate that the salmon are bringing in about 7 to 10 times more PCBs to these lakes than what these lakes would be exposed to just from atmospheric sources.
Blais says each individual fish contains only a tiny amount of PCBs, so salmon are completely safe to eat. But when millions of them die in a small body of water, those tiny amounts add up. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.